You know, people ask me at times, what's so wrong with these denominations and these secret churches? In a nutshell, their work is from man, not from God. That's what's wrong with it, and that's pretty bad. The Lord is not with them. There is a dividing line. False prophets and false teachers speak from their own hearts and minds rather than speaking the word of the Lord.
Welcome to this Friday edition of Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. Greg, today you'll be continuing your look at false teachers, and you know, we're told to beware of them, but how do you spot a false teacher?
Well, Dave, today in the book of Ezekiel, we're going to see that within God's condemnation of the false teachers, he exposes who they are, which will help us spot a false teacher. So with this in mind, let's turn our Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 13, and we're looking at verses 1 through 7.
Well, thanks, Greg. Now, today's message is one you'll want to share with a friend. Just tell them to visit etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. They'll find today's broadcast as well as a host of other archived broadcasts waiting there for them. Our web address, again, is simply etsradio.org. Now, let's join Greg for today's message.
You know, those sayings about God's not going to do anything immediately go away when God does something, right? Very clear. Chapter 12, verse 28, therefore say to them, thus says the Lord, none of my words will be delayed any longer. Whatever word I speak will be performed, declares the Lord. And then we have then. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying. So the Lord had delayed this, and there were false prophets who took advantage of that delay. False prophets with their visions and flattering divination, as we'll say. And so our passage, the word of the Lord came to me, that's Ezekiel, saying, son of man, remember, Ezekiel is human being. You are dependent. You are made of dust. Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy. Kind of an interesting thing. True prophet, prophesy against the false prophets, right? And he says here, and say to those who prophesy from their own inspiration, listen to the word of the Lord. So then, we're going to see here, first of all, the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel. Remember, he was mute. He would not be able to speak anything except God's word. He is the opposite of these guys. He is speaking only God's word. The word of the Lord came to me saying, and they were to listen to the word of the Lord. They're prophesying against the prophets, first of all. Prophets of Israel who prophesy. And he clarifies, notice, and say to those who prophesy from their own inspiration. The prophets of Israel prophesied from their own inspiration. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, we'll look at that in a minute. Now, the idea of prophecy, this term prophecy, speaks of bringing forth in its very basic word in Hebrew. It came to clearly speak of God's word being brought forth, a declaration from the Lord brought forth. And you see, prophecy is foretelling or forthtelling, but it is from God and not from man. It is God's word that the true prophets spoke when God revealed it to them. We see this in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. You can turn there. But know this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture, that's of the written words, prophecy that's been recorded in Scripture, is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy, in general here, from God, no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will. But men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. True prophets were moved by the Spirit of God to speak the Word of God. But these false guys, they spoke, who prophesied back in our passage, from their own inspiration. The term inspiration here could be translated heart or mind. It's from their own hearts. They say they speak for the Lord, but they speak from their own hearts. Their prophecy is cloaked in falsehood as though it is God's word, but it comes from their own inspiration. So the Lord says to them, listen to the word of the Lord. The bad guys, listen to it. And Ezekiel's to prophesy against them. Listen to the word of the Lord. Again, Ezekiel, who was dumb and could not speak unless it's God's word, is to prophesy against those who prophesy from their own inspiration. And they are to listen to the word of the Lord. It's emphatic. These prophets were to listen to the word of the Lord. Okay, prophets, you say you're speaking for me, but it comes from your own wicked hearts. your own inspiration. And here's what I have to say to you. Listen to the word of the Lord. This is an emphatic statement from the God of the universe to the wicked false prophets of Israel. Now, folks, we clearly see that God is against them. We're going to see that. He's clearly against them. And I don't know about you, but I want to be on God's side, not their side. I want to be on God's side. And as we'll see, God does not portray them in any way, shape, or form in a favorable light. And as we'll see next week, their doom is sure. Now, it's extremely important that we do not lean on our own understanding when dealing with those who claim to speak for God in churches as pastors, but yet speak from their own hearts rather than from God's word. You see, many churches and many denominations claim to speak for the Lord, yet they don't preach God's word, they don't teach God's word, or they twist or pervert or omit and bring forth man's wisdom. That's from man's heart, that's from man's own heart, day in and day out. And unfortunately, people in their sin become endeared towards them, and when they notice things that are wrong, they try to deal with them through their own wisdom rather than by God's word. Now, we're going to see in our passage today how to spot them. We're going to see their character. You know, indeed, it's very interesting when things happen throughout the week, how they align with what I'm teaching on. We received a call from a radio listener, seemed like a good guy, who spotted error in his church, and he wanted advice. He was going to go to his pastor, and it's a Methodist church. He was going to go confront the pastor concerning the denomination, but in the same breath, he was complimenting the pastor, in effect, saying, he's a good guy. He just doesn't know that or understand it or get it. Folks, he's not a good guy. He's a Methodist pastor in a compromised denomination that says certain things are good when they are very evil, that twist the gospel, speaks man's wisdom, and God is against him. And we better see that and stop trying to see things from our own perspective and our own feelings. My advice to this well-meaning yet naive brother is to get as far away from that church as he can. Don't even talk to them. You see, in 2 John, the Lord says this through John. Watch yourselves, verse 8, that you might not lose what we've accomplished, but that you may receive a full reward. Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ, that's from the Word of God, says here, does not have God. The one who abides in teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, that's from the Word of God, by the way, do not receive him in your house. Do not give him a greeting. That Methodist pastor is not your brother. Do not give him a greeting, for the one who does so participates in his evil deeds. Now, I'm picking on the Methodist because that's the example that came up, but there are a lot of dead denominations that have perverted doctrine and have taken away and lessened or changed or perverted the gospel. God has a lot to say about false prophets and teachers. And today we're going to gain insight into that so that we will not compromise within our own emotions because we're dealing with people that we might be endeared towards or whatever it might be, or be fooled by. So with that in mind, notice we see their character in a woe. Look at verse 3. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets who are following their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets have been like foxes among ruins. You have not gone up into the breaches, nor did you build the wall around the house of Israel to stand in the battle on the day of the Lord. They see falsehood and lying divination who are saying, the Lord declares. When the Lord has not sent them, yet they hope for the fulfillment of their word. Did you not see a false vision and speak a lying divination when you said, the Lord declares, but it is not I who have spoken? So the Lord says, in damning language, by the way, woe, this is thus says the Lord, by the way, to Ezekiel, but he's to share it to them, the false prophets, woe to the foolish prophets. The God of the universe calls them foolish. Now, a woe is a rebuke in the context of the announcement of impending judgment. Okay? You might remember some of the most strongest condemnation of the religious hypocrites came in the context of a woe to you by our Lord Jesus in Matthew 23. Woe to you. God is rebuking and announcing the impending doom of the foolish and false prophets of Israel. He calls them foolish. Now, throughout Scripture, the foolish are those who have rejected God. And they trust in themselves and in their own pride and arrogance. Just look at Psalm 14. Let's look at that for a second. Well, you know this. I'll read it to you. The fool has said in his heart, didn't say it outwardly, in his heart, there is no God. Okay? And we see from a biblical standpoint, fools have rejected God. And they think they're just fine in their unbelief. The fool thinks they're going fine. Look at Psalm 49, actually. And I don't have time to read all this. I'm going to read part of it. But it gives you a picture into the heart of a fool, okay? And thus saith the Lord, people are fools. They're foolish. Psalm 49, verse 6. Even those who trust in their wealth and boast in the abundance of their riches, no man can by any means redeem his brother or give to God a ransom for him, for the redemption of his soul is costly, and he should cease trying forever. They're trying to do it on their own. That he should live on eternally, that he should not go under decay. For he sees that even wise men die. The stupid and the senseless all alike perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inner thought is, this is the fools, as we're going to see in a moment, their houses are forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They have called their lands after their own names, but man in his pomp will not endure. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish. That's the way they go. And those after them who approve their words. Selah. Woe to you, foolish prophets. It's quite clear God is saying, hey, they're not just misled brothers. And I hear this about bad people. You know, there are a lot of believers that get misled and they follow their own desire, whatever it might be, and they're in bad churches. But the people that are leading them astray, they are not God's men. Woe to you, foolish prophets. They're not believers. And so what does God say to them? Woe to the foolish prophets, middle of verse 3, who are following their own spirit and have seen nothing. They are following their own ruach. It's the spirit. They're following their own spirit and have seen nothing. They're saying, we've seen this, the vision that God is going to protect us from the Chaldeans and whatever. It's false prophecies. But they're following their own spirit, and they have seen nothing. And notice what he says. We saw back in verse 2, and say to those who prophesy from their own inspiration, their own hearts. What does this mean? They follow self and not God. Their own hearts are what lead them, and that's deadly, by the way. Remember in Jeremiah 17:15, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. They follow their own spirit, and they prophesy from their own inspiration and have seen nothing. Instead of giving the people of Israel the word of God, they gave them from their own minds what they said, thus saith the Lord, but God didn't say or tell them. The driving force behind these prophets is not the spirit of God, but their own spirits. That's who they follow. But it's all couched, and it's all covered in thus saith the Lord. You know, perhaps the most stinging commentary of these false prophets came from Jeremiah. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah 23, and I can't read it all, but let's start at verse 14. Also among the prophets of Jerusalem, I've seen a horrible thing. The committing of adultery and walking in falsehood, and they strengthened the hands of evildoers. You think of those denominations, like I mentioned earlier, you say, it's okay to be effeminate. Be who you are. It's okay to be a transgender. They strengthen the hands of evildoers. Instead of saying, you need a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and He loves you, and He will save you if you call out to Him. You need to repent. They don't say that. They strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one has turned back from his wickedness. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? All of them have become to me like Sodom and the inhabitants of Gomorrah. Thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets. Behold, I'm going to feed them wormwood. I'm going to make them drink poisonous water. For from the prophets of Jerusalem, pollution has gone forth into all the land. God doesn't miss this. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who are prophesying to you. They are leading you into futility or emptiness. They speak a, look at this, a vision from their own imagination, not from the mouth of the Lord. They keep saying to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you will have peace. That's what's happening in churches after church these days. This morning, they're saying that to all kinds of people in their sins who need a Savior, who despise the Lord, and everyone who walks in the sternness of his own heart. They say, calamity will not come on you. But who has stood in the counsel of the Lord that he should see and hear his word? Who has given heed to his word and listened? Behold, the storm of the Lord has gone forth in wrath, even a whirling tempest. It will swirl down on the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he's performed and carried out the purposes of his heart. In the last days, you will clearly understand. I did not send these prophets, but they ran. I did not speak to them, but they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, they would have announced my words to my people and turned them back from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds. Pretty straightforward. They speak from their own imaginations, from their own hearts, their own spirits, rather than the Spirit of God. If it's from the Spirit of God, it's going to be the Word of God. You know, people ask me at times, what's so wrong with these denominations and these secret churches? In a nutshell, their work is from man, not from God. That's what's wrong with it, and that's pretty bad. The Lord is not with them. There is a dividing line. False prophets and false teachers speak from their own hearts and minds rather than speaking the Word of the Lord. One of the ways to identify the false teacher is to listen to the message. I'm not telling you to do it if you know they're false, but if you test what pastors say, if they're preaching properly and exposing the Word of God, expositing it, bringing forth the Word of God, or is it from someone's mind? We have a church these days, and even solid churches, that are yielding to the false teachers who have crept in, who are trying to help them spare their ministries by changing their music and all sorts of stuff and lightening the sermons, whatever it might be. These are bad guys who have crept in unnoticed. And ultimately, they don't confront sin because they want to keep people in the church. We're going to see in a little bit that they live well in the midst of spiritual ruin. They love it. You see, we're commanded to preach the word, to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with great patience and instruction. You don't have that happening in your church. You got something going on that's wrong. You got someone preaching from their own inspiration. Because God says to do that. You know, the Apostle Paul said he had no blood on his hands because he did not shrink back from declaring all that was profitable. He didn't shrink back. He declared the whole counsel of God. And there's a lot of spiritual blood on those pastors who shrink back from repentance. You hear them, they're speaking that's true, it's true, it's true, and they get all the way up to the point where they're going to address sin and they stop. Reproofs are a way of life. Proverbs. God uses his word to reprove us because we're sinful and we need reproof. I was effectively taught in seminary to preach from my own imagination. As they taught us how to do stories and stuff, and by God's grace, I didn't buy into it for a minute. They taught us how to preach to people's felt needs. Okay? Ultimately, with man's wisdom, rather than declaring the word of God. Those are evil people. Bad. Our passage says they prophesy from their own inspiration and have seen nothing. As I mentioned earlier in 2 Peter 1, no prophecy of scriptures of one's own interpretation, but men moved by the Spirit spoke from God. We are told in 1 Peter chapter 4, whoever speaks, let him speak as it were the utterances of God. Speak the word of God. The text didn't say sit on a chair and dialogue, use movie clips, tell jokes, give stories. If you have a speaking gift, share the word of God. Woe to anyone who proclaims his own heart rather than the word of God. Folks, God allows false prophets and false teachers to see where our love is at. And if you love the Lord less, if you love them, it's going to be exposed. What do you love most about those who teach you? Do you love God's word or do you love how it makes you feel? The purpose-driven life is a test to see if you love God. The secret sensitive church is a test to see if you love God. The church service that's an hour of music and 26 minutes of sermon is a test to see if you love God. It's a test. The prophets of Israel prophesied from their own inspiration, and God was now going to bring it to a brutal end. Now notice we learn more about them. Look at our passage, okay? Because we see the characteristics of these people and how they can stay in such evil situations. Look at verse 4, back in Ezekiel 13. O Israel, your prophets have been like foxes among ruins. You go, well, what's that about? Now remember, he is continuing his condemnation. Woe to the false prophets. Ezekiel prophesied against them. This is a condemnation. So this is a condemning statement. Now here we have the picture of a fox scavenging for food among ruins, or some say the desert, but it really is the idea of ruins here. Just like sly foxes profit from destruction, scavenging food, so did Israel's prophets. They profited from the spiritual ruin of Israel. We got to learn this to spot them, okay? They were flourishing and they were at home in spiritual ruin. You wonder why pastors can stay in the midst of churches that don't deal with sin and do not preach the word? I posit to you, they are like foxes among ruins. Scavenging among the ruins, profiting on the spiritual ruin of people. They're not good people, folks. The bad guys love the spiritual ruin around them. We see this in Jude. We see this in 2 Peter. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 2. These bad guys profit in that. 2 Peter chapter 2, and I can read the whole chapter, but I'm just going to go to verse 12. And it's speaking of these false teachers, by the way. But these, like unreasoning animals, born as creatures of instinct to be captured and killed, reviling where they have no knowledge, will in the destruction of those creatures also be destroyed. Hey, false guys are going to be destroyed, by the way. Suffering wrong as the wages of doing wrong. They count it pleasure to revel in the daytime. They are stains and blemishes, reveling in their what? Deceptions. They revel in it. As they carouse with you, having eyes full of adultery that never cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, having heart trained in greed, accursed children, forsaking the right way, they have gone astray, having followed the way of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. They're at home with spiritual ruin. They love and revel in their deceptions around you, false teachers do. These churches that are in spiritual ruin, people claiming to be Christians, but sin is rampant. Just look at their youth groups, by the way. Pastors who are profiting by and totally content with spiritual ruin. Woe to them. That's what God says. Let's not be naive. Satan disguises himself as a servant of righteousness. So do his servants. And even believers can think satanically when we think with the world's wisdom. Remember Peter? When the Lord Jesus had to reprove him after he said, "Whoa, Lord, may it not be," when the Lord told him he's going to go to the cross. He turned to Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, you're a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on God's interest, but man's." Now these guys, that's the way they function. That's their MO. Thus says the Lord, but it's from their own inspiration. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul says, "Such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ." He disguised himself. And no wonder, for even Satan disguised himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it's not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. And Greg's message today is from his series in the book of Ezekiel. Now, you can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you, thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free, 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, your message today raises a question that many of us are uncomfortable with.
And Dave, that question is, are there really people like this infiltrating the church?
Well, yes, there are. God makes it clear that there are, and that's why we need to beware. We need to be on guard. We need to be those that know the Word of God so that we can spot these bad guys and we can get away from them. We can run away from those bad churches and get into good churches. Well, with this in mind, we're not done with our look at false teachers yet, so make plans to join us Monday for the next edition of Equipping the Saints.
As we close today's broadcast, it's our prayer that the Word of God has done its work in your life and that you've been challenged and encouraged to follow Christ more closely. If you'd like a complimentary CD of today's broadcast, call us toll-free at 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. And if you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Well, we hope you'll make plans to join us again on Monday, right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints. Equipping the Saints is a broadcast ministry of Equipping Bible Church.